Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Hi, this is Henneka. I'm so glad you took the time to stop by today. In Jamaican parlance, Wagwan. I'm glad to say a dial. This episode is sponsored by HennekaWatkusPorter.com as well as the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Now, on HennekaWatkusPorter.com, you can visit us for blogs, resources, books, online podcast courses, podcasts, and more. If you are new to the Entrepreneur Lou podcast, be sure to check out past episodes with guests such as John Lee Dumas, Patrice Washington, Seth Godin, Richard Branson, Amy Porterfield, and a host of other game changers.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
And now, here's today's episode. Tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one, Brad Paisley. Hi, how are you? Season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and just about Happy New Year. It is episode 250 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast, and I'm your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. I do apologize for just uploading this episode. In fact, this is the second attempt I'm making of recording episode 250. I don't know why I'm having challenges, but I'm having challenges. When I recorded, the audio was so low and I couldn't do anything to it. So I'm making another attempt, and I do crave your indulgence. Thank you for, you know, sticking and staying with me. It is my custom to, at the end of the year or the beginning, whichever one I choose, and I choose this to be at the end, that I do a solo episode, as you know. And if you're just joining me for the first time here, then it is something that I normally do. A little intro about myself. I am a podcaster. Oh, clearly. I am a TV host, radio host. I am an author, speaker, podcast producer, entrepreneur, events host, // all these things. I just share that for those who are just coming here for the first time. And of course, I'm based in Jamaica, the lovely, lovely island of Jamaica. Yay! I'm sure you know that 2021 has been quite a year, as was its predecessor, 2020. But I'm here to tell you that, guess what? I gave it everything that I got from a place of surrender, from a place of ease and grace. I was in no rush to go anywhere nor do anything. My modus operandi became one of simply being. But I won't lie, I've had some serious, serious challenges, and some of them I'm still working through, still navigating. And I know that I'm going to come out shining at the end of the day, right? But it is what it is. And we go through things, and we come out, rise just as Phoenix do, and we get better. We don't get bitter, we get better. But the truth is, I'm talking about not being bitter. There was a point in 2021 when I just thought that I couldn't bear anything else, you know? Because while suffering, or recovering rather, from this major burnout that I had in 2020, where I had to change my diet and change my lifestyle and all these things, while still on the heels of recovering from that, my husband got major strokes in May of this year. And the truth is, it frightened the daylight out of me, right? It was a very hard time for me. It was just rough. And it's not like I haven't dealt with anything difficult and challenging before, but it was just different, you know? it just felt like everything was caving in on me, and I cried, I acknowledged where I was, I reached out for help, and you really did come out, you know, as my community and really rallied around me and helped me. You supported me with your prayers, transporting me here, transporting me there, giving me calls and reassuring me. You cooked meals for me. You reminded me that I was not alone, even though I felt alone. I'm really grateful for that. Thank you so much. The value of community just show up and showed right there for me. But notwithstanding the challenges I've had some very big wins and some small ones, and I'm all grateful. I'm grateful for all of them. The Entrepreneurial You, for one, celebrated its 200th episode in January. With second-time guest Seth Godin, we discussed his book, his latest book, The Practice, Shipping Creative Work, and that was done via live audience on video. Also had Lisa Nichols, which is one of the world's best motivational speaker. She was on the podcast as well. It was a video recording that we did. My forever mentor, Les Brown, he was also on the Entrepreneurial You podcast, and we did that live recording. I continue to have, in a major way, purses of really great ilk, as I've always had, supporting the show and coming on, giving of them time, sharing with my community. I appreciate them for that, you know, and thank you for those who were part of these sessions as well. Another thing that I need to talk about is that the UA Press became a distributor of my fifth book, Podcast Power, The Quick Start Guide to Launching and Leveling Up Your Brand. So they will help me to take the book where I cannot single-handedly take it. Of course, it's also on Amazon and other platforms as well. Interestingly, I partnered with Business Access TV to launch the TV edition of The Entrepreneurial You. I'm going to be making these episodes available on the podcast as well as on my YouTube channel. A little quick backstory to this. So in 2017, I started the podcast and it was going really well. So by 2018, I thought to myself, you know, I want to have a TV show. I was reading the book, The Secret. In reading the book, I just had a thought that I wanted an intern. I never said anything. I never prayed. And I just said it in my mind. And within 1 hour, I kid you not, of having that thought, just a thought, I got an email in my inbox from somebody who reached out to me to say that they would love to be an intern. Of course, they got the position because that's what I wanted. Prayer answered, you know, even though it was just a thought in my mind. And so she operated as though she was actually in my brain, and she created the show format, you know, the format for the show and so on. So fast track to 2021, when Business Access TV reached out to me to partner, I had something I could share with them and it was made possible. And now we have the Entrepreneurial You TV. So yay. In addition to the Entrepreneurial You, though, I produce two other business podcasts, Exim Bank's Your Business Matters and the Jamaica Stock Exchange, the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You podcast, both airing on radio. Your Business Matters air on Nationwide and the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You airs on Power 106 FM. I also had the opportunity to coach some clients, both on a one-on-one basis as well as from the mastermind, my Take Flight mastermind. Didn't do a lot of coaching this year, but I know that the ones that I did coach, there was impact, significant impact, you know, major milestones reached, fear eliminated, courage enacted, all of these things. And I continued on my journey to interview a lot of insightful people for the podcast, and that continues to be my hallmark. I also contributed to the first episode of the Podfest podcast. I did some random things. For example, I was an audience member for the doctor in the Dr. Phil show for two tapings. That's something I did once. I won't do it again. It was a random one. Why the heck not? Yeah. Another thing for me was that I continued to treat my mental and physical health as priority on my schedule. So I continue to have I'm going to say healthy meals, but for the last couple of weeks, I've actually fallen off my health wagon, but I do intend to get back up pretty soon. And again, what I'm sharing, I'm just sharing bullet point stuff. No, I'm not going into details. I'm just sharing that with you so you get a sense of, you know, my year in review. I also try to revive the Pato Apparel brand through a DBJ voucher that I got to do some social media marketing. and it's now under the website, thepatoislifestyle.com. That wasn't quite so successful as I'd wanted it to be, but maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's time for me to let go of that brand. I don't know. What do you think? Or just have some select stores as opposed to me trying to manage it. Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I also became more Afrocentric. I'm planning with my business partner a women's empowerment trip to Ghana. And if you want to be a part of that, just send me an email, send me a message, whatever, and I will give you the details. So, as it relates to 2022, you may ask, what are your plans? I really don't have a lot of those, to be honest with you. I'm simply going to strike a few items off my bucket list, and they're not major things. They're things like, okay, do makeup artistry course, learn swimming, continue learning French, and some other things like that, right? Things that give me joy and allow me to not just exist, but to really live and to thrive. I'll go with the flow a lot more as I reap the benefits of seeds planted over time, because the TV show for me is just a great indication, and so many other indications were there that, you know, once you're planting the seeds, don't worry, you're going to reap your investment. You're going to reap your reward at some point. So just keep doing your thing. Don't look left. Don't look right. Keep your blinkers on. Don't look what somebody else is doing. Don't get too caught up on their Instagram reels, their highlight reels. Focus on you. Focus on what you want. Don't do something because somebody else is doing it. Don't do something because, oh, she's winning at it, maybe I can win at it too. No. Do something because you're convicted to do it. Do something because it's part of your purpose. Do something because it is what you want to do. I beg you, for the love of God, do not do something because you see somebody on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, doing it. Don't do that. Do you. Focus on you. Please. I beg you. So anyway, as I go forward, the entrepreneurial you will be focusing more on the brilliance that is within the African diaspora. So I'll be looking out for those African stories that I want to highlight, that I want to bring to the fore, because the world is not just Europe and North America. There's just so much happening, and they've lied to us to let us know that Africa is not a place to be, but it is a place to be. And because it has so much wealth and this lovely continent that the media only highlights some things that that put Africa in a bad light, I don't like it at all. And it's part of the campaign, you know, the subliminal messages that comes on with that Africa is to be feared and whatever. No, Africa is rising now more than ever. And the time to be a part of that is now. We have great history with them as Africa, people of African descent. So please, let us honor our heritage. Let us honor, you know, where we're from, and get deeper. Have that yearning and that desire to be part of it. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to stop my ranting. I want you to know how much I value your support, and I look forward to sharing more content with you in 2022. It is going to be a great year. I can just feel it. I just know it. It's going to be the year when our muscles that we would have been exercising, muscles of resilience, muscles of determination, we're going to see get opportunities for them to, for us to execute, execution time, and reaping the benefits, the rewards of what you would have sown years prior. So thank you for sharing with me on this episode of The Entrepreneurial You, this solo episode with me just rambling, going on in no order or anything. It's just me just talking. I just came on to just talk. So I really do look forward to connecting with you next week, where you'll be hearing an episode of the TV edition of the Entrepreneurial You. You'll be hearing that. But in the meantime, please, I want to hear from you. Although I'm now kind of on a go, so where online is concerned until January, please send me a message. And when I get back in the throw of things, then I will respond. If you want to reach out for books, for online course, for whatever, the blogs, whatever, please visit hennikawatkisporter.com, and you can send me the message via WhatsApp that comes directly to my phone. So please reach out to me. I want to hear from you. Here's today's point of hope. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Walk good.